Any day now, court decisions that may be handed down in two Oklahoma cases that could ultimately affect the entire country. Bishop versus Smith from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals and Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby Stores, on which oral argument was heard in March before the U.S. Supreme Court. The decision in Bishop, a legal challenge to Oklahoma's ban on same-sex marriage, has been anticipated for weeks. Mary Bishop and Sharon Baldwin of the Tulsa area challenged the state law. They have undergone a commitment ceremony, but have chosen not to marry until they can do so in their home state. Oral argument was heard before the Federal Appeals Court in mid-April, about a week after argument in a case challenging a similar Utah law. Both states' laws, approved by voters, define marriage as between one man and one woman. On January 14th of this year, Tulsa U.S. District Judge Terrence Kern held that the 2004 Oklahoma law violates the Equal Protection Guarantee in the U.S. Constitution. He ruled that the law is, quote, an arbitrary, irrational exclusion of just one class of Oklahoma citizens from a government benefit, close quote. But his ruling was stayed pending appeal. Either or both cases could ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court, which struck down last June a major provision of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act that barred same-sex couples from receiving certain federal benefits. In March of this year, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in another case from Oklahoma. The owners of Hobby Lobby stores are challenging language in the Federal Affordable Care Act that requires employer health care plans to cover emergency contraceptives. Companies that don't comply or don't qualify for any exceptions or exemptions are subject to substantial penalties. Members of the Green family who own the Hobby Lobby and Mardell stores oppose abortion and object to the mandate on religious grounds. Due to the complexity of issues in the case and its relatively late hearing before the justices, Hobby Lobby is expected to be one of the final decisions handed down for this term, which ends later this month. Litigation against the ACA has been filed in many states, resulting in a split of decisions all the way up the legal chain into the federal circuit courts. A key question in the cases has been whether for-profit corporations such as Hobby Lobby are due protection as legal persons under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The Tenth Circuit said Congress did not exclude profit-making companies from RFRA, holding that corporations can be considered persons for the purpose of the law. However, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the opposite in a case involving Conestoga Wood Specialties, which is owned by the Hahn family, who are Mennonites. The two cases were argued together before the justices. The High Court's decision is likely to result in another 5-4 opinion, with Justice Anthony Kennedy the deciding fifth vote. I am Marie Price with the Journal Record Legislative Report.